أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه، قل إن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي إليه من أناب. الله سبحانه وتعالى in ayah number 27 of Surah Al-Ra'd speaks of an argument that the mushrikeen and the polytheists of Makkah would repeatedly make, and they would raise this objection against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would say, وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Allah says, those who committed kufr, they say, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Why does an ayah, a sign, a miracle from his Rabb not come down to him? Why is it that a miracle is not performed through him, on his hands? Now, we spoke of this previously, that there were a number of miracles that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had performed. But perhaps the miracles that he had performed were not performed as often as the miracles of the prophets of the past, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. So they were questioning this, and they asked this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you say you have a Rabb, you say you are receiving revelation, why is it that you cannot freely perform miracles? This is the argument that they would continuously raise. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah must guide and Allah must lead, and Allah leads astray whomsoever He wishes. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابُ. No miracle is going to bring you closer to Allah. It's Allah who decides who will turn towards Him. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will move the hearts towards a certain direction. Fir'aun witnessed the greatest of miracles that were performed before his very eyes, but those miracles did not move his heart. So it's not miracles that's going to move you in a certain direction. Sometimes we are waiting for miracles to happen in our lives in order to make the change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, turn to Allah. He is the one who's going to change the direction and the course of your heart. Because if you don't turn to Allah, then miracles can move mountains, but it will never move the heart of a person until that person decides himself to turn his heart to Allah. Allah says, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray whomsoever He wishes. وَيَهْدِي. And Allah will guide, change the heart of who? يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide the one who turns to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide such a person. So the decision comes from you as an individual. When you decide to make the change and to turn the heart in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's direction, you take the small initial step, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ropes you in and pulls you towards Him. Who are those? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who? The question is, okay, I want to turn to Allah, what's the first step? What is the procedure? What is the process? I want to be guided by Allah, but I have to make the first move. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those who turn to Him. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Number one, Allah says they are those who brought iman. They believe in Allah. They have brought iman in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demanded them to believe in. And then Allah says, وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And then their hearts find rest in the dhikr of Allah. Their hearts find rest in the dhikr of Allah. In other words, the first step towards rectification and turning towards Allah, and the first step towards receiving guidance from Allah, is to engage in those acts which are classified as dhikr of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the hearts will find rest, or their hearts rather find rest in the dhikr of Allah. Now, dhikr of Allah is a very broad term. Every form of worship is a form of dhikr of Allah. The greatest form of dhikr of Allah is salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called salah the greatest form of dhikr, remembering Allah. Tilawa of the Qur'an, recitation of the Qur'an is a form of dhikr of Allah. Taking the name of Allah, singing the praises of Allah, glorifying Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma innul qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, The heart finds rest only in the dhikr of Allah. Genuine, long-lasting peace of mind and contentment of heart, and that inner peace and contentment, Allah says, lies only in the dhikr of Allah. I wish you could appreciate this directly in the Arabic language. Normally, the normal structure of the sentence would be, Ala tatma'innu al-qulub bi dhikrillah. Right, that would be the normal structure of the sentence. Ala tatma'innu al-qulub bi dhikrillah. So, bi dhikrillah would normally come at the end. It's called a preposition phrase. Normally, it would come at the end. But Allah starts the sentence with the preposition phrase. Allah says, Ala bi dhikrillah. Can you see? Bi dhikrillah comes in the beginning. Right? When do we do this in the Arabic language? When is the preposition phrase moved from the back to the front? You do this in order to convey a meaning of a restriction and confinement. In other words, only. What Allah is saying is that only in the dhikr of Allah do hearts find rest. Everywhere else you'll get temporary peace. There's temporary, right? A person, does certain things. He might get some temporary inner satisfaction, but it's not long-lasting, genuine peace and satisfaction of the heart. Allah says that long-lasting and genuine satisfaction of the heart and true rest of the heart is found only in the dhikr of Allah. And that's why Allah says when a calamity strikes, resort to what? To salah. Because when a calamity strikes, a person is perturbed from within. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ista'inu bisabri wassalah. Right? Because you are troubled and a calamity strikes a person, resort to salah. Why? You're going to get that inner peace and contentment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you want hidayah, don't wait for a miracle. Turn to Allah. And how do you turn to Allah? Engage in all those deeds that are classified as the dhikr of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains and goes on giving a description of those who turn to Him. Alladhina amanu. Once again, Allah says they are those who have brought iman after bringing iman wa amilu salihat. And they have performed acts of righteousness and piety. Tuba lahum. Allah says bliss is for them. They will enjoy bliss. Tuba. They will live a happy life, comfortable life, a peaceful life. They will live a blissful life. Tuba lahum wa husnu ma'ab. And their return, the place of return where they go back, that is in Akhirah, they will have a good and a wonderful place to return to. May Allah grant us the understanding.